Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Speaking.
How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I was informed from your office. I spoke to someone about Monday of last week, and they told me to call back and reopen my case.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
418-98-3402.
Could you verify your first and last name?
Kenneth Langford.
Your date of birth?
6/30/1965.
Your mother's maiden's name?
Lottie Mae Langford.
And your driver's license number?
I-115898.
Okay, and what is your last employer?
ABM. It's a janitorial service out at PPG.
Okay, and what's your residential address? It would be 3600 Timber Crest Drive, Northwest Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that normally making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
256-652-0239.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
Janitorial.
And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Four.
Four?
Four or five, yeah.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Wages, I was making $15 an hour.
So that's the lowest you will accept?
Well, I can accept lower, but that's what I would like.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I'd like to have the card. I don't have a checking or savings or nothing.
Okay.
So the benefit card would be okay.
Yes. You said the name of your employee was AMB.
ABM.
I'm sorry, yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. May I have that employer phone number?
I just wrote it down. 256-859-2500.
In the city that you work in?
City of Huntsville.
And may I have your employment start date for that job?
I can't remember. It's been so long. I thought maybe it will already be in there.
You say you don't know?
No, ma'am.
I can't move forward without that date.
It had to be around starting date. It was last year. I think it was November 13th, I believe.
Of 2023.
Yes.
In the last day you work.
There's been 1/21/2024.
And why are you no longer working there?
They didn't have any more work for us, so me and some more employees got laid off.
Okay. Have you
To my
received
judge, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead.
To my knowledge, the gentleman that's over ABM, the manager, he spoke to us before they released us and said that he won't have a problem with making sure everybody gets their unemployment.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Climate Benefit Handbook.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the Climate Portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524 Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
No, when do I mean, how do you get your PIN number?
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. So first I'm going to give you a confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that confirmation number is 489.
Okay.
866.
Okay.
705.
All right, got it.
And your PIN number is 3402.
3402. Okay, got it.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am, you've been a great help.
Okay, thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.